WJTL, Brandon Heath, he does. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, a little windy, high of 86, tonight cloudy, showers and thunderstorms expected, low around 71. Your winning Wednesday looking partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 93. Right now, it's 76 here at the Junction Center.
Our friend Mary Kenny is hanging out with us. She's the president of Tying Vines. Good morning again to you, Mary.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us all about Tying Vines, what you guys do.
So we're a group of Christians who have come together to try to connect Christian leaders around the world to the support of the global community. Okay. These Christian leaders are in at-risk communities, and we found that they are just amazing, and they are doing what we all pray that they would be doing, but they lack resources, and we want to connect them to the resources that we have, that we can offer.
Yeah, and you have a great story about how that happened and how God really opened up a way for you to help people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of our favorite stories is several years ago, Yemen, the country of Yemen, it's very poor, it's war-torn. They are dealing with starvation issues even now. And we were, the port was closed and held by the rebels, and we had a group of supporters who said, let's see if we can send some meals. So we had a container with 1 million meals in it.
Wow.
And we sent it, not knowing if it would get there.
Right.
And about 3 days before the container was due to arrive, the port opened up. There was a brokered ceasefire, and our meals just slipped right in. And in the middle of the night, they offloaded them before anyone could realize what they were. And they were distributed and impacted about 5,000 people.
Wow.
It was incredible what happened out of that.
It's amazing to hear how God is at work through something like that. That's amazing. If folks want to hear more great stories, they could come out to your event that's coming up in September. Tell us all about that.
So on Friday, September 13th, we have an event from 6 to 9 at Strock Enterprises in Mechanicsburg. It's a fundraising gathering, and we're actually planning on having several of our ministry partners that we have around the world coming, and we want people to hear the stories that we get to hear, because that's what motivates us.
It's coming up Friday, September 13th at Strock Enterprises in Mechanicsburg. If folks want to attend, do they need to get tickets?
They do need to get tickets. We have limited availability. If you go to our website, tyingvines.org, there's an events tab, and all the information is there for how you can sign up and come and join and hear these amazing stories.
Yeah, here's an opportunity for you to hear what God is doing through Tying Vines and throughout the world, and how he is reaching many people. You could check it out online, tyingvines.org. Click on the events tab. There you could get the tickets and come out to the event that's happening September 13th. Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we loved having you. Back to the music we go. This is Kane, Friend of Jesus on WJTL. Good morning and happy Tuesday.